Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into the case of Kingsley Ibidor. He was just sentenced for being part of a romance scam money laundering operation.
Yeah, it's quite a case. And your sources lay out this deceptive triangle. You've got the romance scams, then the money mules moving in the cash, and finally something called financial structuring.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack how these three things connect, look at the, you know, the real human impact, and figure out how you can protect yourself.
It really shows how organized these financial crimes have become. It's not just one person, it's a whole system.
Okay, let's start with the romance scam part. It's such a nasty trick, really. Someone builds a fake online persona, builds intense trust, you know, that love bombing thing, and then bam, they hit you with a request for money. Always some emergency.
And the scale is just, well, staggering. Yeah. Billions lost every year, according to the FBI and FTC reports.
Yeah.
But it's not just the money, is it?
No, not at all.
It's the emotional hit. Finding out that whole relationship was fake. It's devastating. They really prey on psychological vulnerabilities.
Absolutely masters of manipulation. They know how to exploit things like confirmation bias. You want to believe it's real.
Right. So you ignore the red flags.
Yeah, like moving way too fast, always having an excuse to avoid a video call, profiles that look too perfect.
Inconsistent stories, too. Or poor grammar sometimes.
And the big one, any request for money. Or trying to get you off the dating platform quickly. You know, running a reverse image search on photos can sometimes expose them.
Good tip. And while older adults often lose more money, younger people are getting targeted more and more. Reports from 18 to 29-year-olds have shot up.
And disturbingly, some people running these scams are actually victims themselves, trafficked and forced into it.
Which brings us to the next point.
Yeah.
The money mules. Ibidor's case shines a light right on them.
Right. So money mules, they're the ones transferring the stolen cash.
Yeah. And they can be unwitting. Maybe they think they're helping that online love interest move some funds. Or they can be witting, even complicit.
Like Ibidor, apparently. He figured out the money was from scams but kept going. Used something like 24 different bank accounts.
Over $500,000 laundered that way?
Yeah.
It shows the link to bigger, often transnational criminal groups. West Africa, Southeast Asia. These networks are sophisticated.
And the legal heat is serious. Ibidor got 17 months, but penalties for money laundering can be much harsher.
And his case also involves structuring. That's the third piece of the puzzle.
Structuring. Okay, so that's about making the dirty money harder to spot, right?
Exactly. Breaking down big sums of cash into smaller deposits or withdrawals. Specifically, under the $10,000 mark that triggers mandatory bank reporting under the Bank Secrecy Act.
Ah, okay. Trying to fly under the radar. It's sometimes called smurfing.
That's the term.
Yeah.
And it's illegal specifically because the intent is to evade those reporting rules. Ibidor was caught making multiple withdrawals, all under $10, across all those accounts.
Even after he knew the source was fraudulent, the intent was clear.
Mm-hmm. Banks have systems to catch patterns like that. SARS suspicious activity reports, but it's a constant cat and mouse game.
And the tech keeps changing things. Cryptocurrency is a big one now, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. The anonymity, the speed, it's attractive for scammers. Huge losses there, especially with those pig butchering schemes.
Plus, now there's AI, deepfakes, voice cloning. It's getting scary good, making scams much more convincing.
And fraudsters use VPNs, encrypted apps, all sorts of tools to hide. It makes tracking them down incredibly difficult for law enforcement.
So the overall scale is just huge. Billions lost, trust eroding online, banks spending fortunes on compliance.
It really highlights why we all need to be so careful, that proactive defense is key.
Absolutely. Be skeptical online, especially with new relationships that move super fast or involve declarations of love before you've even met properly.
Never, ever send money to someone you only know online and insist on video calls early on. Trust your gut.
And watch out for those dodgy job offers asking you to process payments. Classic mule recruitment. Verify identities, use those reverse image searches.
And if you do get caught, or even just suspect something,
stop all contact immediately. Tell your bank right away. Gather any evidence you have, messages, profiles.
And report it. Critically important.
Yes. Report it to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. That's ic3.gov. Report to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Report it to local police and the platform where you met them. Don't be embarrassed. Reporting helps everyone.
Law enforcement is actively fighting this. Cases like Ibidor show there are consequences, but prevention is always better.
So wrapping this up, it's clear these things, the scams, the mules, the structuring, they're all linked. It's a complex web.
With very real human and financial costs.
Vigilance is just non-negotiable now. So a final thought for you to chew on.
Yeah, in this digital world where money moves so fast, what's our individual responsibility? How much do we need to think about where money might be coming from, even if we're just, you know, indirectly involved in moving it? Something to consider.